memo to Haldeman with regard to this memorandum. This is a memorandum of what actually took place at the Lincoln Memorial. And it, of course, shows, and it, as I'm sure after you strike that, what actually took place in the Memorial period. After you read it, I think you can, you will share my complete frustration with regard to coverage of my activities. I realize that we didn't have Ziegler at my elbow every minute, or Krogh making notes. If they had been, it would have spoiled the whole thing. On the other hand, while Krogh could not hear at all, apparently his recollection was only of those matters that this memorandum clearly indicates I told the students were not, and underline the word not, important, rather than those matters of the spirit that were important. Ziegler, of course, in his questions, wanted to know what time I got up, how long I had been there, what I had for breakfast, and so forth, all of which were essential to the story, but which were completely irrelevant insofar as getting across the whole spirit and thrust of the story. I can well understand why John Ehrlichman got the idea from the news reports that I was tired and all I talked about was surfing and nonsensical things. This, of course, reflects on two points. Even when I'm tired, I do not talk about nonsensical things. And also, more fundamentally, I'm afraid that most of the members of our staff are, to their great credit, enormously interested in things, in material things, and what we accomplish in our record, etc., etc., but that very few seem to have any interest in, and therefore have no ability to communicate on, those matters that are infinitely more important, qualities of spirit, of emotion, of the depth and mystery of life, which this whole visit really was all about. Perhaps it might be well for you, Ehrlichman, Moynihan, to read this, maybe Garment and Price, Keel, Sapphire, and Buchanan. Most of them will not really understand it, what I'm talking about. Most of them will disagree with the approach. I realize that it would have made more news from the standpoint of the students for me to engage in a spirited dialogue, end quote, with them about why we were in Cambodia, why we haven't ended the war sooner, morality of the war, etc. This kind of conversation would have been infinitely more easy for me. It would have made more news. But as I evaluated the situation, this was the one time this group of students, most of whom were perhaps middle class or lower middle class, most of whom were about as poor as I was when I was in college, who had driven all this long distance to Washington. This was the only time they'd ever talked to a president of the United States. They will see me many times discuss these heated, angry subjects that they would hear later at the monument, that they hear in their classroom. Perhaps the major contribution I could make to them is to try to lift them a bit out of this, of the miserable intellectual wasteland in which they now wander aimlessly around. Paragraph. I do not write this memorandum to you critically of our staff because I think it's the best staff any president has had by far in terms of loyalty, willingness to work, etc. The only problem is that we seem to lack on the staff any one individual who really understands or appreciates what I'm trying to get across in terms of what presidents should mean to the people. Hot news, gimmicks like rushing out to the Negro Junior College with the covey of newsreels following. All this seems to be big stuff, and I realize makes big news. Perhaps it is. On the other hand, I really wonder in the long run, this is all the legacy we want to leave. If it is, then perhaps we should do our job as easily as we can, as expeditiously as we can, and get out and leave the responsibilities of government to the true materialists, underline the word true, the socialists. idealism, but rule ruthlessly, without any regard to the individual considerations, the respect for personality that I tried to emphasize in my dialogue with students.